Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's kick things off with a critical look at Australia's life risk insurance market. Research from Dexon R reveals a weak 0.4% increase in total risk premiums, amounting to $16.5 billion for the year ending December 23. The number of advisors in this sector has declined, shaking up the industry's status quo. Interestingly, disability income businesses have bucked the trend with a 7.3% climb to $451 million, despite the attrition rate rising considerably. This can partly be attributed to the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority introducing new products. On the flip side, group insurance saw a 1% decrease, attributed mainly to fewer members with default cover influenced by the Protecting Your Super regulations. TAL, the market leader, continues to hold steady with a 32% share. Turning the spotlight to Western Melbourne, residents have hit out against insurance companies for their response to the 2022 floods. Views shared at federal inquiry hearings paint a picture of a sector struggling with delayed payouts, policy confusion, and mismanagement after a severe climatic event. Calls for clearer communication, better disaster preparedness, and the need for better handling of policyholder compensation have come to the fore. This leads us to the next update from Allianz. In response to the 2022 floods, they've restructured their flood insurance for homeowners, integrating it into their home, contents, and landlord insurance for new customers later this year. The new plan aims to simplify claim processes, provide clearer coverage, and expedite claims. Wrapping up our update, it's a noteworthy win for an Australian tourist who has successfully claimed $195,223 for an emergency air ambulance service from Bangkok, despite Lloyd's Insurance's initial refusal. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority ruled in favor of the tourist, reinforcing the priority of protecting policyholders in extreme emergencies. Thank you for tuning in to our weekly insurance news wrap. We strive to keep you informed about industry developments, so be sure to check out our website for more exciting news and updates. I'm Paige Estrotori, and on behalf of Financial Services Online, have a wonderful day.